One of the stars of hip-hop is trying to stretch beyond an industry that's obsessed with youth. Few hip-hop artists remain stars when they pass the age of 35. But Dana Owens is not ready to put down the microphone. The artist, better known as Queen Latifah, recently put out her first recording of new material in 6 years. And on this album, she's not rapping anymore. Oliver Wang has a review.
Queen Latifah was barely 18 when she released her first album in 1989, All Hail the Queen.
The ladies will kick it, the rhyme it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Hey, yo, let me take it from here, Queen.
As brash and boastful as she was clever and charismatic, she broke ground for female rappers and released 4 albums in 9 years. As hip-hop evolved, Latifah's socially conscious politics proved less popular than the stark sexual content pushed by her younger peers such as Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. Undaunted by these changes, Latifah turned to acting. She starred in her own TV series, Living Single, and built her Hollywood resume with the movie Set It Off and Living Out Loud. This year, she was nominated for an Oscar for her role as matron Mama Morton in the film version of Chicago.
Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you.
Mama Morton reflected Latifah's transition from street rapper to torch singer. With her new CD, she drops her royal title and reverts to her given name. The Dana Owens album covers a dozen pop, jazz, blues, and soul standards, from Barbara Lewis's Hello Stranger to Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails.
As well-developed a rapper as she was, Owens is a less mature singer here. While her big, brassy voice helps bring out the blues in songs like I Put a Spell on You or Baby Get Lost, not every style she tries on fits. Her rendition of Close Your Eyes sounds uncomfortably close to a Diana Krall song, while both California Dreamin' and Hello Stranger feel borrowed from a Vegas lounge. Owens does shine on some of her more intimate moments. Her duet with Al Green on Is Simply Beautiful has her crooning in hushed, gentle tones, achieving the same quiet intensity that the good Reverend Green has made his trademark.
What about the way you love me?
What about the way you love me?
Ooh, and what about the way you squeeze me?
What about the way you squeeze me? Oh,
it's simply beautiful.
The Dana Owens album is not the white watermark that was All Hail the Queen. It is, however, a promising start to Latifah's fruitful third career. Where other MCs from the 1980s are now retired, chilling in the Lazy Boys, this rapper, actor, and now singer is still on the job. She's become one of the hip-hop generation's most versatile and fully realized artists. And whether it's Dana Owens or Queen Latifah, her ambition and accomplishments reign regal by any name.
The name of our reviewer is Oliver Wang. He's the editor of the Hip Hop Album Guide.